Wouldn't it be nice, Ben?
If we live together, TC.
Yes.
I mean, sorry.
It'd be the clean. It'd be clean all the time.
Yes, it would.
What do you
say? Oh, shoot. Welcome back, everybody, to the Rewatchmen. TC here insulting the ladies.
Filthy! Filthy!
Filthy pillows. And with me, as always, my cohorts.
Ben,
good to have you. Good. Let's audible handshake.
Oh!
Hey, hit your elbow on the table.
What's the model, TC?
That was an audible handshake. You didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
And if you didn't hear them, the ladies are here too. Candace, Jasmine, hello.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm so much trouble.
Glaring. So
much. People are going to get the wrong idea that you really do beat me.
Then stop saying it.
I'll stop telling people. I'm sorry. But hey, what's going on?
Image.
You excited for the summer?
I am.
This is what
I got my shorts, but not really.
Yeah.
Yes, I see you got your...
My string bikini. I like to bust it out once it gets warm out. It's a little itchy.
You do like... look... Like, polka dots complement your complexion.
It's
well.
True. It's true. Yeah. What can I say? It's a...
You're just a stunner, TC. Yeah.
But we're here not to discuss my wardrobe choices. We're here to discuss... The summer movie season.
Summer 2012!
Now, some would say it already started with Hunger Games, but yeah. No, that's the Easter, that's the spring break weekend.
Yeah.
Summer starts with the Avengers.
Yes.
That's May 4th. That's kick. Maybe there'll be something the week before, but probably not.
Yeah.
Like, this week, what comes out? Think Like a Man, Steve Harvey movie. and
Cabin in the Woods.
No, that Cabin in the Woods already came out.
Was that last week?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, okay.
And The Lucky One. Zac Efron.
The Nicholas Sparks
movie. Nicholas Sparks POS.
Grown. I'm pretty sure it's going to be on a beach.
Making out. But summer starts with the Avengers.
Yes.
And we're just going to talk about what we're looking forward to. We don't have to talk about Avengers right away.
Yeah.
But, you know, why not?
I categorized it in most anticipated sleepers and bombs. So before we can go into that, I guess we can talk about general stuff. Because the most obvious stuff, like the Avengers and the Dark Knight,
yeah.
I don't want to list it as most anticipated because it's, well, a gimme.
It's a gimme, yeah.
So the Avengers. I recently posted a status that said... is it just me, or does the Avengers look like a stinker? And I got a lot of flack for it, but I knew it was going to rile up some fanboys, so it's...
People fear the truth, Ben.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it just me? Because I know a few years ago, I would have been like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Iron Man, Cap, Thor, Hulk,
and we've discussed
one movie?
This before. We've discussed... I don't have high hopes for this movie.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to be bad, but... Okay, what does it say that right now we could go online and build the movie? They've released so many trailers and so much footage.
Yeah, this is very questionable marketing.
Yeah, what's left?
Yeah.
And now I trust Joss Whedon. I just saw Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant film. I love Joss Whedon's ensemble work. Buffy, Angel, Firefly. Mm-hmm. The guy knows how to work a cast.
Yeah.
But we've talked about it before. How much influence does Paramount and Marvel have over this film?
Yeah.
Is it just going to be... a 2.5-hour commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel like it's shaping up to be.
Yeah. I mean, visual aesthetics-wise, it looks no different than the first Iron Man. But there's this attitude that the first Iron Man carried with it that it's got totally lost in the like later Marvel movies. I don't understand. Like,
it's that being a character piece.
Yeah, it was a character piece at first with hints of S.H.I.E.L.D., which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Something for the fanboys. But then you got Justin hammered over the head with it.
Yeah, I see what you did there. That's the name of the villain in the second movie, Hammer.
Yeah. That's just... And they upped the cheesed factor a little bit, I think. I mean, rewatching Thor, it's not as good as I remembered it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Captain America really camped it up, too.
If they had done that as a straight World War II period piece, that would have been something...
A superior film.
Yeah. Instead of G.I. Joe.
Yeah. And that's what Avengers is shaping up to be. I see a Transformer in it, okay? It's a giant Transformer snake.
They even got the sound. That's like my first thought when I saw that second trailer. They got the mechanical sounds and just like, oh, geez.
So, I know people are excited for this.
Yeah.
But from a film critic point of view.
Yeah.
It's going to make money, no doubt.
Mm.
But is it going to be a good movie?
Bring on Armand White.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you don't? Okay, never mind. Dang it.
That's okay. But, yeah, so it's the first, I spit when I said that. It's the first Avengers.
My bad, I've been doing that all day. I was hoping you didn't notice.
it's going to be huge, no doubt. But I'm going to go the same way that happened when Iron Man came out.
Yeah.
Hey, you liked Iron Man, right? Yeah, it'll do until Dark Knight. That's my attitude.
I think people are more in love with the idea rather than... I mean, they're going to be happy regardless, but I just feel like, man, what they've showcased in the last four movies or whatever, if this is what you're gearing us up for, mm-hmm. then I see nothing but a colossal failure. Yeah. Like, what Ruffalo said in the trailer, we're nothing but a ticking time bomb. That's what it sums up this movie for me.
Well, it's going to have 1 week at number one, for sure. Mm-hmm. It's not coming out against anything. And then the next week, it probably will be number one again.
Yeah.
Because the only thing that it's going to go up against is Dark Shadows.
Which I think it could be a little more successful than... Because I don't know what your initial reaction to the trailer was, but I was... Bleh.
Yeah. Didn't you listen to the Dogma trailer? We were all like, ugh!
But upon rewatching, because I have to, they've been showing it in front of every movie now.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's growing on me.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. The Burn Baby Burn and just like the camp. Ugh. And Johnny Depp looks like he's totally having fun with this. And Ava Green, she's awesome too.
I didn't even realize it was her. I thought it was Heather Graham. Big boob blonde. I was like, that's Heather Graham.
Heather Graham.
Oh, y'all.
But I haven't seen her in anything since Casino Royale, so it's cool that she's getting gigs again.
Do you have that on your list, Dark Shadows? Is that
No, I actually... I'm not really looking forward to it. It'll be a fun movie, but I'm not super excited for it.
Well, what else you got over there? What category do you want to look at?
Let's look at most anticipated.
Most anticipated. Da, 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 da. So I got to put music in here. Yeah, it's the most anticipated.
Well, aside from The Dark Knight, Prometheus.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's my because I have like these three categories that I need to fill in every summer season. Mm-hmm. My dark blockbuster, and then my like summer romance movie, and
sweetie,
and my animated film and my Pixar film, mm-hmm. basically. So that's like my three needs for a summer, a good summer.
Yeah.
And the first one is Prometheus. This is shaping to be like the end all be all sci-fi movie.
Yeah, and we talked about it last week. I think the marketing on this has been genius.
Yeah.
They've given just enough information.
To titillate.
In the last podcast, I mentioned the Dave commercial. Yeah. Hopefully people have watched it by now. But that Fassbender playing the robot, just like, oh my God. And the Guy Pearce clip that's not even in the movie.
Yeah.
like, this is such great production, pre-production, marketing for the production. Oh, yeah. I'm most anticipated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely, and at the start of it all, I'm just like, I don't even know what it's about, and I don't really care that much, but seeing that first trailer, and then the second trailer, which just completely sold me, because it's just so, it's everything I wanted in a science fiction movie, because I feel like the science is kind of lost now. Mm-hmm. It's more about blowing crap up.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Let's be honest.
Even Star Trek, it was more about the amp it up, action, boom, boom, boom. Yeah. The space opera of something like 2001 is gone.
Yeah.
And Prometheus is going to bring it back.
Yeah. And bringing the horror aspect of space travel as well.
In like, space.
Yeah.
No one can hear you scream.
it's all very cool. I think this will be the best. It could be the best since District 9.
Of sci-fi.
Yeah.
Excellent. I like that pre-review.
Yeah.
Preview.
So, do you have an anticipated list, TC?
Well, you had texted me before we started to say anticipated stinkers and sleepers, and Prometheus was my... When I really think about the summer, that's the one movie that I'm really anxious to see.
Yeah.
Because for something I didn't really care about from its original pitch
yeah.
to everything I've seen up to this point, It's just that I'm hooked.
Yeah.
They got me. I'm ready to buy a ticket and see it big on the screen. If I could see 3D, I'd go see it in 3D. Yeah. But that's, yeah. And I want this to be, I want this to do what Inception did.
Yeah.
Because with Inception, I felt like it was such a success that studios were going to start taking risks on something like, say, Looper.
Yeah.
Let's make a big budget genre piece that isn't a sequel, that isn't a remake, that is just an original idea. And though Prometheus is a prequel of sorts, if it's successful, which I think it will be, it will open the door for other chances to be taken on properties, like giving us a serious Blade Runner follow-up.
Yeah.
Not just Total Recall. Total Recall is the exact opposite of what I'm asking for. Total Recall is like, hey, let's make a Total Recall movie. Let's just make it bigger. I want Prometheus to show you can do, you can go back to a source, but you can take it more seriously, and we can get something like not Total Recall, something else. Yeah. I was going to go into Cabin in the Woods and whatnot, but I'd rather.
Blade Runner, good point. Like, that's exactly what I was thinking, too. Like, this could potentially open the door for a Blade Runner prequel / spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm loving, what the new trend is. Like, taking something old, but a little piece of it, just a tiny part of the DNA, and making a whole nother story about it.
I'm all about that.
And if they're going to do Blade Runner, I want them to do that. I don't want them to do a straight-up prequel or sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Deckard. I don't want to see any of the characters from before. Just go back to the world.
Let's have a replicant story.
Yeah. Follow the replicants.
Yeah.
Michael Fassbender.
Hey!
What if he is a robot?
He's
a robot.
One universe.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap. What if it's all one universe? Because they are androids, right?
Yeah.
They're considering it? Okay.
Crazy.
Nerd rage blackout.
what else you got over there?
Okay. So, I mentioned I need a Pixar movie every summer.
Yes.
Brave.
Okay, good.
Now, I'm loving, like, these new wave of female heroines that don't have to be all dolled up, don't need a man to do stuff for them. And this is potentially looking to be like that with Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games. And I don't know her name, Ginger, in The Brave.
Merida.
Merida?
Merida.
Merida.
My name is Princess Merida. I'll be shooting for my own head.
I am all about the strong female hero, and to do it in a fairy tale aspect is. I've written a show. That's what my big play is all about.
Yeah.
It's a main female who takes upon herself to be the hero.
Yeah.
The hero is kidnapped, so she has to be the hero.
Yeah.
And it's all about having an empowering message without being Frank Miller or Zack Snyder's Sucker Punch. Like, just because you have a big gun and you're showing your...
Don't you get it? It's feminism.
Yeah. the Katniss, yes. Yeah. Not needing a man.
Yeah.
But not, I don't know, not being overly feminist.
Yeah. Like...
It's not woman with a Y.
Yeah.
It's just, look, let me just get this done. I'm capable of doing this.
They're almost sexually ambiguous. Like, this character could swing either way. It doesn't even matter if they're gender.
Yeah.
They don't approach the gender subject because that's not even on the list of top 10 priorities for them. They're just trying to get through with whatever they need to do. Like, Katniss, she needs food.
Yeah.
That's all she cares about.
I'm gonna get food.
I don't care about women's rights.
Right. Like, I'm not gonna worry about that.
Like, I mentioned this to Jasmine a couple of days ago. If I ever have kids and they're girls, I don't want to, like, instill... I don't want to sexualize them at an early age, you know? I don't want to give them Barbies or whatever, but I'm not going to give them...
G.I. Joes.
G.I. Joes either. You know, I don't want...
Just
I
a
want
block
to...
of wood.
Here's a box. Go play.
Okay, I'm not trying to force them to do anything.
Right,
I want
right.
to give them the choice to explore their environment, to create their own identity. And I feel like that's what these new heroines are bringing to the table. They are bringing free will and choice.
Yeah.
To where these other Disney female characters have not before. Because, like, we rewatched Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
Cute movie. Cinderella doesn't do jack.
She's for
herself. She's a victim.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, the whole kingdom does stuff for her. Like, her brigade of mice and birds, they do stuff for her. She goes through a hard life, but she doesn't do anything for herself. And I don't know what kind of message that sends to young girls.
Mm-hmm. It's Snow White and the Huntsman is another example of a redoing an old character,
yeah.
but empowering her.
Yeah.
We'll see how that walks the line, because it's Kristen Stewart. But...
Huntsman!
But to bring it back to Brave... I'm so looking forward to this. I got in a little dispute online. I can't help myself. But the DreamWorks has Rise of the Guardians coming out. It's not the Owls. Yeah. It's that was... Santa Claus, the Sandman. I don't know, whatever. It's a couple of
when
the Tooth Fairy, that's another one.
Just a side note on the Guardians. When it was called Guardians of the Childhood or whatever.
Yeah.
The concept sounded really cool. And I didn't see any pictures yet because they haven't gone into production. But the concept was cool, and Leo was the lead, and he was producing as well, so he had creative input.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Jeez.
Leonardo DiCaprio doing his first animated feature. And so this, I had high hopes for this. And then when, like, all the A-list cast dropped off and they casted, like, I don't know, like, who knows.
Al Baldwin's Santa Claus. That much I can tell you.
So.
Now, okay.
Yeah.
I got in a little dispute because someone said Rise of the Guardian looks way better than Brave.
Brave looks
stupid.
What?
And I was like, I had to, Candace kind of like calm me down. She's like, it's an opinion. Yeah. And I was like, I know opinions can't be wrong, but he cannot defend himself. This guy was saying the last three DreamWorks movies were better than the last three Pixar movies.
Okay.
And I said, Cars 2 aside, you're saying that Shrek the Fourth, Kung Fu Panda 2, and Megamind were better than Toy Story 3, Up, and WALL-E? And he's like, yeah. I was like, no!
Woo! But I feel like DreamWorks touts, because they've had hits like How to Train Your Dragon. And, And what's the other one?
Kung Fu Panda?
Yeah, the first Kung Fu Panda, let's say.
Yeah.
They've had a couple of hits, but the way they mass produce everything, they pump out like 5 movies a year. Like, you can't... Like, I forgot about those 2 movies already. You can't say their quality is better when they're... like you said the other podcast, if you give them 100 darts, likely they'll hit bullseye one of these days. And so I think that's an unfair comparison.
Yeah, with Pixar and... God, I have to keep saying it. Cars 2 aside, they put so much into the storytelling aspect of developing characters and having subtext and having depth and having levels and having moral, like a moral at the end and really exploring a story and not just giving you a series of events.
And not being afraid to approach touchy subjects like death.
Yeah. Oh, just key moments like... in the opening sequence of Up, or when WALL-E reboots and he doesn't remember anything, just goes right back to it. Like, those moments are just heart-wrenching.
Or even when the toys are all finally holding hands.
Oh,
accepting.
God, no, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
And Brave, I hope, being this strong female protagonist, and being looking at Pixar's track record, Cars 2 aside.
Asterix.
Yeah, will bring... It's their first female lead.
Yeah.
And you can look at the ensemble of The Incredibles and see Elastigirl as a sign of what's to come.
Yeah.
Like, Elastigirl is a great role model. As this, and she's a woman who's a mother and powerful and capable. Now, with Merida, she's the main character.
Yeah.
We're going to see this adventure, and I'm really excited to see what they do. Plus, it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
The Rise of the Guardian looks like a PlayStation video game. Not even a PlayStation 2 or 3. I mean a PlayStation video game. That's what it looks like to me.
Cubes!
Yeah. Yeah. So that's your anticipated animated feature?
That is my animated feature. And I tried hard to look for a third one that is not The Dark Knight Rises. But I just can't, you know? This season, while there is a lot of choices, it's not... It's all very, okay, I'll go see it, but I'm not going to go rush to see it.
Right.
Yeah. There's only a handful where I'm really wanting to do so. So putting it under most anticipated wouldn't be justified. So I'm going to put Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, okay.
And
what could we really discuss about Dark Knight Rises? That people won't be saying themselves, that a million other people won't be saying, but go ahead.
Okay. How about concerns? Because, I mean, even though it's really smart to not market it and stuff, it's just me mentally, like...
Preparing yourself for failure?
Because there is that possibility that this will be a bad movie.
Well, okay, in Nolan we trust, of course.
Yeah.
But looking at it from as objective a point of view as I can, they made the really wise choice to call it The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
They associated it with the success of The Dark Knight simply by its title.
Yeah.
I know people who didn't know Batman Begins existed.
Yeah.
I love The Dark Knight. I hope they make more of those. Like, you see Batman Begins? Huh? Granted, these are
the same movie.
Some of the dumbest people I know, but it's The Dark Knight was the movie that succeeded. That's the one that they are building a sequel off of.
Yeah.
But just from the little information we have, this Dark Knight Rises feels like a sequel to Batman Begins.
Yeah, a true sequel.
Yeah, and that's a concern.
Yeah,
because people are going to go in expecting to see the sequel to The Dark Knight.
Yeah,
and if they focus too much on the aspect of completing this character from the first movie, which not as many people saw,
yeah,
that could lose people and,
yeah,
and lead to a lot of criticism. Like, who's this Ra's al Ghul fella? Right. See,
yeah,
that's a concern as far as,
yeah,
as the story aspect of it. But granted, we're looking at a script written by the same people who gave us,
yeah,
these past movies. It's the same storytellers. It's the same group of actors.
Yeah.
No Maggie Gyllenhaal. No Katie Holmes. Mm. I think we're safe. We said we got Marion Cotillard. Yeah.
I hope she breaks the barrier for, like, great bat women.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, hope she does.
Yeah.
Well, Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway too. And she's the Catwoman character. I'm very on the fence with her because she's a very sexualized character.
Yes.
And they're gonna have to bring that aspect one way or another, mm-hmm, because that's one of her weapons.
Yeah.
And so
she's the feline femme fatale.
Yeah. In terms of for the story, that'll be cool, but for womankind, I don't think they're gonna like it.
Yeah, that is my other concern, is,
yeah,
Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I trust Anne Hathaway. I think she's a fantastic actress.
Yeah.
Princess Diaries, what?
Yeah.
But the part of me is like, okay, he fixed the Joker.
Mm.
He fixed Harvey.
Yeah.
He fixed, Nolan has fixed little things that Tim Burton and Joel Schumacher kind of like ruined.
Yeah.
I don't think Michelle Pfeiffer did a bad job. When we did the Batman Returns cast,
yeah,
I was very clear, Catwoman, that was her movie, and she did a fantastic,
yeah,
job. Halle Berry ruined it, so Anne Hathaway has to fix what Halle Berry screwed up.
Yeah.
And sexualizing her without overly sexualizing her, there is a fine line here. And,
yeah,
and to look at how females have been portrayed so far in,
yeah,
these Nolan movies.
It's not a good start when she's running around in like 10-inch heels either.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm the most... Anne Hathaway, that everyone's talking about the Catwoman character and stuff, but what I'm most curious about is Marion Cotillard.
Because, mm-hmm,
she's actually one of my favorite actresses right now.
Yes.
Because she, first of all, immensely talented, without ever having to do, like, overly sexualized stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She's a strong woman in general, in real life. And I want to see what they do with her, and if she is a possible villain, that's even cooler.
She could be Talia?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just seeing what she could be capable of, what they have for her, if it's a small bit part, if,
yeah,
it's, yeah, like what, yeah, yeah. See, anticipating what they do with her is a big,
yeah,
big aspect of the film I'm curious in. God, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, just the cast from Batman Begins has always been the best part of these Batman movies.
Yeah.
When you look at the talent just on the screen,
yeah,
it's incredible. So to add in Marion Cotillard, to add in Tom Hardy and Anne Hathaway,
yeah,
you're looking at three Oscar-level actors,
yeah,
added to a cast of Oscar-level actors. It's a safe bet,
yeah,
that, if anything, the performances are going to come through.
Yeah.
So,
from, like, an aesthetics point of view, it, like you said, it shared more of Batman Begins. How much of that will hinder it? Because now you have the Dark Knight, who's, like, ultra-realistic, even though Batman Begins was, but there's still comic booky elements,
yeah,
with the whole poisoning the water supply and,
right,
stuff.
Right.
But how now you have to like balance both now, because you didn't have that choice with the first movie or the second movie, because,
mm-hmm,
I see it as two complete different movies.
They're very different in,
yeah,
in the fact that the supernatural element of the first one,
yeah,
and the very real world crime aspect of the second one,
yeah,
to juggle that, it's going to be tough,
yeah,
and that is something to be curious about. Bane as a character himself,
mm,
the Venom, however they choose to, just the costume alone has prepared people to,
yeah,
see something that's wildly different than the Joker.
Yeah.
The Joker was the most real-world Joker he could possibly have come up with.
Yeah.
Face paint, scar across the mouth, boom. Tom Hardy as Bane is a cartoon character. Yeah. And that is something that at least is mentally preparing some people for. Yeah. To see that character costume and see Catwoman's costume, it is kind of getting people ready to accept something that's not as real world.
It's going back to more comic booky roots. And how do you feel about the voice, though? Because that's a concern.
Well, Batman's voice in the first one, in Dark Knight, people were complaining about it. I'm like, you just have to have something to complain about. Tom Hardy's voice, it's harder to understand.
Yeah.
But watching that trailer multiple times, I hear it clear as a bell.
Yeah.
I know every word that he's saying because I can understand it now.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's almost like Shakespeare. When you first start hearing Shakespeare, it's gibberish.
Yeah.
But if you listen to it and if you focus on it, it becomes a language you understand because it's words you understand.
Yeah.
So if Tom Hardy's performance is strong enough, you might not understand every word he's saying, but you'll know, you'll understand it, and it'll connect.
Yeah.
The words I'm trying to say now aren't connecting, but
blah, 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 blah.
I'm not too concerned about the voice.
Okay, that's good.
Some people are just complaining. It's like, shut up.
Because there's no marketing. We have to market ourselves. But not to go on for too long on this subject, but
let's get to something else.
The last thing, though.
Yeah.
If anyone's concerned about like how these Batman movies are ever going to be, because I know there was concerns about The Dark Knight as well. Heath Ledger, isn't he gay? Stupid stuff like that. I say to you, and this thought was inspired by you, and it's go back to the Primer movies that Chris Nolan was like honing his. Like what his next skill is going to be, you know, and then it serves as a foreshadow for the next movie. As Prestige was for The Dark Knight, you saw a lot of twists and turns.
Oh, so so Inception to this.
Yeah, you could see, I don't know what they're going to add, but maybe, I don't know.
It's a good, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
But you're right, if you can see him relaxing, kind of just taking a second to step away from this film to work on his next one, and then use that next one to
sharpen his tools and to learn another skill to apply to make a better Batman.
The intricacy of Inception. Look at how many characters we're dealing with in Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
That's probably what it's going to be.
Yeah.
To be able to tell that many character stories in 2.5 hours, he successfully did it with Inception, though some people might disagree, but those are people who just don't pay attention and don't understand.
Go dance in traffic!
So, something to look forward to. Definitely most anticipated film.
Yeah. And do you have any more? I've been blabbling on too much about Batman.
Let's move on. Let's go to another stinkers or sleepers.
Let's just go with bombs first.
Bombs, okay.
Okay. First one on deck, LOL. LOL, starring Miley Cyrus.
Wow. There's a movie called LOL.
That alone.
I haven't even heard of this.
I know, that's probably why it's going to bomb. But the fact that they're trying to market Miley Cyrus as this next leading. The next.
That is retarded.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Look, okay. Her star's falling.
Yeah.
Okay? She's past the point of the peak of her success.
Yeah.
And leaving Hannah Montana was the point of her success. That was it. Justin Bieber has reached the peak of his success and is on the way down. Okay?
Yeah.
For her to come out with LOL, she's not going to go... She's just going to go the same route as someone like Lindsay Lohan. Maybe not the drug use and whatnot.
Yeah.
But in the fact, do we care?
No.
Are people rushing out to see her anymore? No. That's...
Yeah, I don't even know if there's a fan base anymore.
It's... very, very hard
yeah.
for a musician to transition into acting and be taken seriously.
Yeah.
Even Justin Timberlake, though he's done good work, is still Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
The only actor I can think of right now, I can think of two that have gone beyond their music career, Dwight Yoakam and Kris Kristofferson. And those guys are old.
They were different times back then. Yeah.
no one's going to take Miley Cyrus seriously.
And there's something about the Disney Channel fan base to where they're not as loyal as they appear to be. They're rabid initially, but they're always willing to move on to the next hot act.
Yeah, how many of those Jonas Brothers fans are still chomping at the bit? None.
Yeah, and how they're trying to portray her as, like, edgy now. And I just hate how these pop stars have to, like, once they hit 18, they gotta...
I gotta be dirty!
Yeah. If anything, watch Last Song. That will show us of what's to come.
Yeah.
AKA nothing. Nothing. So,
Okay, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. Maybe this could be it. Who's directing this?
I have no idea.
Right. Who wrote it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay. If it was in the hands of, like, let's say, Steven Soderbergh.
Yeah.
Or Sam Mendes. Yeah. Like, a really... actor's director took her and said, I'm gonna make a movie with you. That would keep me interested.
Yeah.
But if this is just some, like, oh, hey, look at it. Does it say who's directing this?
I kind of have the volume down, but just from the visuals, it looks like it's all about her and her status updates on Facebook.
Oh, why do you think this movie's gonna stink? That sounds amazing.
And her status with her boyfriend.
I gotta tweet this right now.
Sounds like a social network spinoff.
Lol. Well, that's a pretty good stinker. I'm gonna say an even bigger stinker will be That's My Boy.
Oh man, that's my second one. On Wild Life.
Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
In
I don't think he's untouchable anymore. Sandler? Yeah, he's gotten to the point where he doesn't care anymore. And that's worked out for him money-wise, but as of late, I mean, it's been falling off, and he's getting, like, he's got nominated for, like, the most Razzies ever.
That move, there's only one other trailer I saw that made me, that didn't make me laugh.
Yeah.
That's My Boy trailer, I didn't laugh one. I looked at this like, is this really happening? Am I seeing this? Like, is this for real? This looks awful.
Yeah.
And that's a... It's not even a shame, because Andy Samberg is not a leading man.
Yeah.
He's fun in little digital shorts, but put him on the big screen, Hot Rod aside. No.
Yeah.
And Sandler hasn't done anything worth a lick of salt for a long time.
Yeah.
We did a whole Sandler podcast about him. So this movie looks Bucky Larson bad. Like, I'm almost interested to see it but, oh, God, you know what makes me even more mad is people walking past the poster like, oh, man, I saw that trailer. It's rated R.
It's going to be dope, yo. It's going to be dope.
It's like... Damn it! That frat boy mentality still exists for Sandler. That's his audience, is those people who are like,
I just hate taking the success of something like The Hangover and just like completely make it shallow. Take the shell and then we'll make call it a movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hangover 2.
Yeah, which is a shame. That is gonna be a terrible movie.
what else you got for stinkers?
Well, I had. Some other stuff, but I think now, just thinking about action movies, I think Battleship will get lost in the fold with the Avengers being sandwiched between the Avengers and the Amazing Spider-Man coming out. So I think that will sink in the middle of the summer.
All right.
And a lot of people are like thinking it's a Transformers sequel.
Yeah.
Which usually doesn't help, because when people thought The Spirit was a Sin City sequel, no one can watch it. Yeah, so.
Ugh.
But aside from that, I think Taylor Kitsch, the leading guy, I don't think he's proven as a box office draw.
Mm-hmm.
And as competent of an actor as he is, I love Friday Night Lights. He's just, I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, he was John Carter, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's at a Sam Worthington level, where it's like, you can't keep shoving this in our face without any proof.
Yeah.
If Sam Worthington had started his career with a movie and then The Debt, then it would have been like, okay, let's see where this guy goes. Mm. But instead of just being like, hey, this is the big guy, you know.
He was right. But yeah, I don't have confidence in him being a leading man, and the fact that Rihanna's in this movie makes no sense.
Singers turning into
I think all of her dialogue should be an auto-tune. Hey, the battleship! And I don't know, even Liam Neeson can't save this movie.
Hey, even he has to eat.
Yeah. So, do you have any stinkers, TC?
I said That's My Boy. That's definitely a stinker for me.
those movies are going to definitely bomb. But moving on to sleepers, though.
Sleeper hits.
Is there any hidden gems that you wish to be uncovered this summer?
Well, I know what you're going to say.
You do?
Yeah. Looper.
Okay, so this was going to be my number one, but I looked it up, and it's coming out in September.
Oh, well then, what about that? Why is it coming out in September? Just come out now!
But that definitely has the ingredients to be a great late August movie.
Shit, well, I wrote that down as my... let me go, hold on. What do you have for sleeper hits?
Well, I have another Joe Gore movie that's coming out in August, so he has a back-to-back movie. Premium Rush.
Oh, the bike messenger movie? Really?
Okay, I know. Groan-tastic, but Joe Gore, and it's one of those point A to point B type of thrillers, and I don't know, I'm a sucker for those sometimes. I mean, they're shallow, but I believe in the competence of Joe Gore, and the concept is good enough for me to buy in, and I think it should be, it's got the ingredients to be in a pretty good, breezy, late summer movie. I mean, it's very reminiscent of 16 Blocks for me. I don't know how much you enjoyed that.
I liked it, but Mos Def or whatever his name is now.
It's simple, and it's very, it's just based on the actors, Bruce Willis, Mos Def, and an interesting enough concept to go, hey, you know, this is a okay way to spend an hour and a half on a Thursday.
I guess. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so I see this as in a similar vein.
Okay, here's my sleeper. See, I don't know if this counts. Okay, not necessarily a sleeper in success, but a sleeper in quality.
Yeah.
Snow White and the Huntsman.
Okay.
I know that's weird because of how much we bag on Kristen Stewart, but there's Charlize Theron in the lead, really. Yeah. She's going to be the leading force behind that movie. The visual style of it, the way they're approaching, at least the way they're selling it to me right now.
Yeah.
It might be better than I think.
Yeah.
In its concept, I'm like, seriously, do we really need this?
Yeah.
But seeing that trailer from it, it's the first trailer on like 10 of the movies that I have to start every night, so I get to see it again and again, and there's something about Charlize Theron walking through milk that just doesn't work, apparently, but...
Couldn't be worse than Mirror Mirror.
Okay. Was Mirror Mirror no good, Candace?
It could have been adapted into a musical on a stage. On a stage.
Oh.
Because that's what it looked like. It was on a stage. It felt very small. I felt claustrophobic.
Go ahead.
You know what's hilarious, though? That Charlize Theron asks the mirror, who is the fairest of them all, and they give us Kristen Stewart.
What universe do we live in where Kristen Stewart...
This must be science fiction.
Yes. We're the aliens. Is this what the Mayans were talking about? A world where Kristen Stewart's better than Charlize Theron? I don't want to live here.
But all seriousness aside, as much of an anchor that Charlize Theron is for this movie...
Mm-hmm.
Kristen Stewart has to sell us on being a driving force in this movie, because it's called Snow White.
She's the titular character, yes.
So that's the concern, and the concern in the trailers is they give her no dialogue.
She has no dialogue, you're
and right. She's the main character. Yes, good trailer, but not a good movie is the concern.
Yeah.
Could this spell for disaster?
I just don't know if people are looking for a new Snow White, and Mirror Mirror's only hurt this movie.
Yeah.
But... selling it with the Lord of the Rings look to it, and stop hitting the table then. They really are selling it with Charlize.
Yeah.
But they sold Mirror Mirror with Julia Roberts, and look what that did. So
ooh.
Maybe it's a bad choice for me to say it'll be a sleeper, but a sleeper in the way that I feel it might be better than we think.
Yeah, I consider it, too.
But, as much as Kristen Stewart annoys the crap out of me, she has shown competence in the right director's hands.
Into the Wild? Yeah.
She wrote all those songs.
What?
She wrote all the songs that she plays in Into the Wild.
I didn't know
and
that.
Even in Adventureland, when she was going up with Jesse Eisenberg and Ryan Reynolds, she showed signs of legitimately good acting.
Yeah.
So in the right person's hands, she just can't, for the love of God, if she's even remotely close to Bella, I will walk out of this theater.
I think there's a good... there's a sense of rawness in her. Like, she could... like, I haven't seen The Runaways, but she looks great as Joan Jett. And I think she can channel aggression very well and and do all those dark characters and what have you. But it's just the mannerisms.
Yeah.
The hair flip, the overbite.
Hey,
the...
Clooney got over his head bobbing.
Yeah.
It can be fixed. Yeah. And that's why I say in the right director's hands, anybody could be have an amazing performance.
Yeah.
Does she have it in her?
Possibly.
She's been acting since she's a child. Yeah. She better have it in her. Because her entire life has been in cinema.
Yeah.
So if she doesn't have it, that's just like, there's only 5% of the population on the planet that's completely tone deaf.
Yeah. Like,
literally can't sing. Okay? Is there a small percentage of people who literally can't act?
Yeah.
Come on, Kristen Stewart, show me you got something. Don't make me a liar. I don't want it to be good, but please.
So, do we have time for one more?
Wait, one more. Go ahead.
Okay. So this, I don't think anyone's heard of this, but I saw a trailer on Spill, way back, and I was wondering when this would come out, and they finally gave it a release date in late August. It's a Disney film starring Jennifer Garner and Joel Edgerton.
Uncle Owen.
Yes.
The other fighter in Warrior.
Yes, basically. But this is about a couple who can't have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So they write all these things that they would like in an ideal child.
Okay.
Put it in a shoebox, bury it, and then the next day it grows into this, like, child.
They grow a child.
Yeah.
Pinocchio. A Cabbage Patch Kid. Pinocchio.
A Cabbage Patch Kid. So it looks like a really sweet little throwback to those olden days of, like, I don't know.
It sounds more like, it's not a musical. Right?
Yeah,
it's not a musical.
It's a straightforward drama.
So Mary Poppins type where it's a fantasy, modern-day fantasy in a way. Interesting. Is it the Timothy Green? Is that the name of it?
Yes.
Okay, I do remember that trailer.
The Odd Life of Timothy Green.
I just like it because the name Timothy.
Yeah, I think that could potentially be a good family flick.
A good, cute one.
Yeah, but there's no marketing yet, and it's kind of a hard sell, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay. There's some other movies we didn't discuss. G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Which, I'll admit, looks way better than the first one. I think it has something to do with the fact that Channing Tatum isn't in it.
Yes. And Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. Savages, to be looking at the raw, dramatic, nitty gritty. I'm in that movie?
No.
Oh, you're in that movie?
Oh, yeah, I walked behind Blake Lively, but I didn't know who it was. Blake Lively the whole time.
Hey, all right. Everyone keep your eye out for Ben and the Savages. That's cool. I didn't know that. Awesome. Maybe I do remember you telling me that, but.
He looks like a drunk uncle. I think I mentioned that to you.
I'd mentioned before another trailer that didn't make me laugh. Madagascar 3.
Oh.
The entire trailer is just...
I think we can put in Ice Age 4 or 5 or whatever in that category.
I haven't seen that trailer. Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter looks interesting, but I'm not rushing out to see that. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I got into it with a kid about Spider-Man?
No.
Another little into it with trolls.
He hates kids.
Someone was saying, okay, why is it too soon for another Spider-Man? Right? That was his argument.
2008?
This is my response. Because a couple people were like, because the Sam Raimi ones are so good, blah, blah, should give him another chance. And I said, you know what? This new Spider-Man looks
Yeah,
it looks better than the Sam Raimi ones visually. It's got a smart mouth, Peter Parker. It just has all the elements to make a better movie.
Yeah.
But it is too soon to tell the damn origin again.
Yeah.
We don't need it. You find one person who's going to see that movie who doesn't know where Spider-Man came from.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. So don't waste 40 minutes of my time in a movie showing me how Peter Parker became Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I liken it, have I said this on the podcast before? To Bond. Do we need to see where Bond came from?
Mm-mm.
No. We start the movie.
Yeah.
No one's walking out of there going, I wonder what it was like when he was an orphan. It's not happening.
Yeah.
Everyone knows who James Bond is. Just show me the James Bond movie.
Yeah.
Don't give me Superman's origin again. Don't give me Spider-Man's origin again.
Where do you find all these kids to fight with?
The internet's ripe with kids to yell at.
Well, he lives down the street from an elementary school.
I do. Every time I hear that bell ring, I'm like, I'm going to start an argument with a fighter.
Is there any chance that we could possibly sell an origin story, another origin story for you, though? Because I've read that there's hints that they could try to intricately woven Spider-Man's and the Lizard's origins together, how they transform, like it happens almost simultaneously.
No. No, I'm sorry. I It's just tell me a damn Spider-Man movie. And not only that, the script they're using to write this movie is from an original draft of Spider-Man 4 from Sam Raimi.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's James Vanderbilt?
Yeah, it started with a Spider-Man 4 script, and then they just weaved it into this new Spider-Man.
So it was recycled.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
So, Andrew Garfield, great. Yeah. Emma Stone, yes, please. But Dennis Leary, even. Like, great cast, great look, great everything, but I don't give a crap about the origin, okay? Yeah. Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe I'm alone in this one. But it's too soon for that.
Agreed.
And we'll see how the public receives this new Spider-Man.
It looks cool. Way better than that first trailer. Because that first trailer, I thought I was watching a TNT commercial for a Spider-Man 1 rerun. But, spoiler alert, when do you think they should kill Gwen?
The second movie.
And then make Spider-Man Blue the third movie?
No. But I will say Captain Stacy is one of the major deaths in the Spider-Man universe as well. Mm-hmm. So, if anyone's going to bite it in this one, because that would hurt their relationship. If Gwen and Peter get together, what's going to hurt their relationship more if Spider-Man's responsible for Captain Stacy's death?
Yeah.
So, as exciting as for Dennis Leary to have a big-ass movie, I don't see him lasting more than that. Because he can't kill Uncle Ben again and make it as I just don't want to see the origin.
No more.
The second movie.
Okay.
This movie is going to set up the Venom story with the Peter Parker's dad angle. I'm calling Captain Stacy's death, and Gwen will be off in the second movie.
Okay. Well, I would like them to do Venom from, like, maybe like a test tube thing, like a test tube baby rather than an alien symbiote.
Well, if they go the ultimate route, which it feels like they are, having a connection to his dad being involved with the Venom serum, the spider serum that creates him was the Venom serum at the same time, it's laced to Parker DNA.
Yeah.
So when someone else tries to use the Venom serum, that's what creates Venom.
Oh.
Because the black suit as we know it is that serum that his dad created, Richard, was for Parker DNA. Mm-hmm. He made it for himself. So when Peter uses it, it makes him the black, cool-ass Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But it's only meant for his DNA, and that's why where Venom comes from that. So I anticipate that for the second movie.
That'd be very cool.
Yeah.
Is there any other releases past this?
Not worth mentioning. We gotta wrap it up here. Sorry this is a short one, folks, but hey, it's almost an hour long.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was long.
Yeah. So, feel free to comment below here of any movies you're looking forward to.
Forward.
Looking forward to. And if you disagree with us, bring it on, kids. I love it. I'll get in arguments.
I'll be by the swing sets and the monkey bars in between 4 o'clock.
So, Ben, thank you for this nice little summer preview podcast.
Thank you, TC.
So, Audible.
Woo!
Ladies, anything to say before we leave?
Keep doing,
as our sign out always is. Keep doing what you do.
But I don't
know. Less drugs.
Yes.
What? We need to talk. This podcast is over.